Oh my god. I'm gonna do one that doesn't take much energy because I'm not feeling well. But I also want to dedicate this to the communication senior capstone people that are here tonight. And the reason why they're here tonight is because they're volunteering their time as communication experts to help out NORAD's poets. And I think that that's really cool. So, Charlie Brown. I know who he is. The kid who's been in second grade for 4 decades. The youngest icon for balding men there ever has been. Yeah, I know who he is. But get this. I used to work as a clerk, tending the drawer, a corporate whore in a music store. I'm poor. I need to pay my bills. And I'm chill. Until this woman with only 2 decades more of wrinkles on her face invades the parameters of my personal space. Today's case.
She wants to know what's on in-store play.
Okay. I just got my job back at Barnes & Noble. That's another reason why I'm reading this. I was in a nostalgic mood, so I soothed my craving of Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Suite, a sweet gem packed to the brim with jazz synths, piano patterns that flattered my ears that parents actually allow their children to listen to. I look back over the counter, and the woman is flabbergasted over the line I casted. Her mouth so wide like Monster of the Whale that she can't take the bait, and I wait for her brain fuel to replenish, which is apparently diminishing like a gas line in Phoenix. As she says,
"But you're too young to know who Charlie Brown is."
And she continues with,
"Aren't the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles more up your alley?"
I lost my ability to collaborate my brain hemisphere so I could decorate my next words. Excuse me, bitch. But Bon Voyage Charlie Brown came out in the 80s. I'd rather eat turtles in a half shell than watch them. But thank you for your insensitivity to the probability that some people aren't responsible for the bullshit that happens in this world. Thank you for your generation inventing LSD, infecting hippies, so we can watch Paul McCartney leave John Lennon for Yoko Ono. Oh, it's actually the other way around. John Lennon leave Paul McCartney for Yoko Ono. Oh, tell your parents they should zip their pants up because their baby boom doomed my chances of ever getting Social Security. I'm sorry. I apologize for my orgasm of sarcasm. It's just that I am sick of ageism. I just lost a promotion to someone I've actually worked longer than because they had 20 more years of WTE wasting time experience. So like Charlie Brown, I know what it's like to have the football pulled before you even get to kick it. But Charlie Brown never got mad. And for that, you're a good man, Charlie Brown.